Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Alex Fenimore, the head of new business at Theorem, an innovation and engineering firm that solves complex challenges for the world's most admired companies. And Mr. Fenimore, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
Likewise, great to have you out, and thanks for your time, and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, tell us, take it further, what is Theorem, and what type of services does Theorem provide enterprises today?
Well, I think you said it yourself. We're an enterprise innovation and engineering company. So what that means is we help big companies do new things. You know, our customers are some of the biggest companies in the world, from AT&T onwards. We help them do new things. So while you may be good at the things you do as a large organization, doing new things is a different kind of muscle. So the service offerings we provide are to help these organizations take an idea from the boardroom all the way to the markets. So this might mean developing prototype software, testing it with your customers, to building it and scaling it, launching it, managing its security, and doing everything so that ideas that are had inside the enterprise environment don't just stay ideas, but actually get out into the world. So we've got service offerings across that range, right down from very specific strategic things, product visioning, what should you build, what does the market need, to scaling products, to all the way to training. We have product management training and research training initiatives, which ultimately allow you to no longer have to hire us, so that you're enabled to be an enterprise innovation company yourself. That's how I think about us.
Sounds pretty awesome. Fantastic. And thanks for giving us an overview on the services that Theorem offers. Now, you work with some big name companies. Can you provide a recent use case for Theorem's work in those regards?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I mean, at the end of the day, we help large enterprises have great user experiences. So a couple of stories that I'd love to share. One is for AT&T, where we help them bring their machine-to-machine system live. So their platform called M2X, which is their IoT platform. This is a few years ago now, but AT&T wanted to get into the IoT space. They obviously sell SIM cards to you and I and to consumers, and they wanted to get deeper into the game of selling SIM cards to machines, to whether it be fleet tracking or robots in a factory. You know, everyone's going to have a SIM card in them soon enough, and AT&T wanted to get into that game. So we helped them stand up this platform. It's basically it's like an Amazon Web Services or a Google or a GCP, but for IoT devices. So this is a platform where IoT cars, robots, what have you, send data to this platform, which is then stored in a time series way and that can be analyzed. So if you want to build a platform, we helped build some of these ourselves, but for example, a fleet tracking platform, you need to send the data somewhere. You need to provision the devices. When a device gets run over in the factory, you need to provision a new one. There's all sorts of complications that happen when you're building an IoT product. So we built the platform that can handle all of this. And I think it's very analogous to building AWS, essentially. If you build AWS, you have to create a platform that lots of computers can send their data to. We did the same thing, but for remote devices, low-power devices, sensor devices, GPS devices. And this paved the way for AT&T to really get into a new line of business. The U.S. telco environment is quite saturated. You know, everyone's got a phone. Every business has a provider. But the big market that everyone is trying to get into is the machine-to-machine market. So in this way, sure, we've built them some complex technology, but we also help them get into a new business, which is what I think I'm most proud of. Something at the totally other end of the spectrum, I just want to mention it to illustrate the spectrum, is a project we've been doing recently for the Osage Nation, which is a sovereign Native American government organization, which during COVID had a lot of problems. They could no longer have in-person applications from their members. They were not fully digitized. You couldn't do everything on their website. And we help them get there. We help them for people with low access to technology sign up for government services. And you know, I'm sure we've all used government websites that we're not happy with. I'm very happy with the government service websites we built for them in a time of crisis. So I just wanted to illustrate two very different use cases. You know, big business building a new market for them in IoT, and the other end, you know, NGO work. Well, actually, it is government work, but work closer to the ground, helping people much more immediately.
Certainly two cases explained on vast ends of the spectrum to be most proud of. Good stuff there. Thanks for sharing those. That is most helpful as well. Now, shifting gears a little bit, tell us, why is Agile important in enterprise today?
Sure. I mean, when we think, what is enterprise? Enterprise means big business that's doing something right. And that's something to be proud of. I mean, these big companies, they do something well. AT&T does telecommunication very well. But agility is what is going to help you do the next thing. Agility is terrible for doing a thing that you know what you're going to do. If you're building a house or, you know, building a car and you've already designed it, you don't need agility. If you're running an infrastructure network for cell phones, you don't need agility. But if you're trying to figure out what's next, you definitely need agility. It is the navigating technique for large companies to find the next pot of gold. Or as Steve Ballmer said, you know, all these companies are one-trick ponies, and they've got to find a way to be a two-trick pony. And that's what agility does. So agility really just means trying something, learning from what your mistakes or your successes, and trying something else. And this is quite antithetical to how most large organizations actually work. They are normally they don't like to take risks. They don't like to work in short cycles. They don't like to make decisions. And they like to pick a decision and a budget, like, for example, a budget for a year, and go with it. And that's really good when you're manufacturing something, when nothing is going to change in your way. But it's really bad if you don't actually know where you're going. So if you look at the R&D spends of different industries, it varies hugely. You know, some industries, you know, mining and sort of long-term businesses spend a fraction of their revenue on innovation because they have such long cycles of change. Whereas in technology, IT, maybe you want to call it, the companies spend maybe 25% of their revenue on innovation and agility. So the way to think about agility is really, what is my how quickly is my business going to change? How quickly is my market going to change? And then I can decide how agile I really should be. But I think one should be careful not to mix agility with long-term thinking. These should be separate ways of thinking. Your factory where you manufacture your products should not be run in an agile way, but your R&D lab next door must definitely be run in an agile way.
I really appreciate your input and thought in that. That is really helpful, and appreciate the perspective as well. Today we're joined by Mr. Alex Fenimore, the head of new business at Theorem, an innovation and engineering firm that solves complex challenges for the world's most admired companies. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Alex, if you would, can you tell us more about Theorem's product management training program?
So we've helped a lot of customers, a lot of enterprises over the years become technology companies, where they've had a way of using IT as a purchasing group or an integrating group. They have slowly become a product development group, which I think is a very different way of looking at the world. But after we've worked with these companies, they said, hey, we want to do this ourselves. We don't want to have to hire outside help when we want to build something. And what's the quickest way to help these companies? So we thought about it, and we thought product management training is the way to do this. Product management is really just a language that connects business, technology, and user experience, customer experience, design, however you want to call that third bucket. It's the language that connects these. And in many large companies, there is a huge disconnect between what the business needs. It's got revenue goals, it's got growth goals, it's got competitive environment, and what technology is thinking about. They're thinking about risk, reducing risk, and managing infrastructure costs. And these groups don't talk to each other very well. And we think that product management is that shared language between them. So we run a training program where we bring in IT people, technology people, design people, and we teach them all a shared language, how to think about shared priorities. you're all going to go back to your jobs and you're going to have different priorities, because some of you are trying to run a business, some of you are trying to keep an IT budget under the budget. But you need to work together with a shared language, and that's what we try and teach people.
Yeah, certainly covering the bases very well in those regards, and impressive to boot. Now, tell us also, I'd like to hear your input on this. What is your perspective on the emerging tech market for enterprise? How has it changed over the years, and where do you see it going in the future? That's a loaded question, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. Emerging technology is such a tricky one, because it could mean there's always something that's emerging and that people get excited about. Maybe it's machine learning, or maybe it was blockchain a couple of years ago that everyone's getting very excited about, and you hear a lot of press hype. But where is the change really coming from for large organizations? And it's really from emerging tech 5 or plus years or more ago. So cloud computing, right, is now enterprises are still moving to the cloud. I wouldn't call that emerging technology, but at some point it was. So in the enterprise, or in the startup environment, you need to be in sync with emerging technology. Your algorithm beats your neighbor's algorithm is what makes you win. But that's not the case in a large enterprise. In a large enterprise, what matters is, are you investing in technology in the right order at the right time? You don't have to be the first mover. You have to move and modernize at the appropriate pace, not necessarily the first pace. So we look at something like Internet of Things, connected devices, where we've got a lot of experience. That has been a buzzword for almost a decade now. People have been excited about IoT and connected to that, to 5G. You know, everyone's going to have a SIM card. It's been an emerging technology for so long that it's probably not one anymore. But now it's a real thing. Right now we see true 5G rollouts. We see driverless cars actually coming about, and all the auto industry is taking it seriously. So the way I look at emerging technology is to always have a view on it. So if you're a financial institution, you should have a view on blockchain, but you shouldn't be necessarily investing hugely in it today. But over the next 5 years, you probably will. So to watch these waves, these hype waves, grow and break and flatten out, and then you can catch them. That's how I would say enterprises should look at emerging technology.
Well, Mr. Fenimore, really appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Theorem and all the information and insight shared here today. Most helpful and informative. Before you go, any conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to leave us with before we conclude today?
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, I'd say two things. One is stay on top of the emerging technology, but invest appropriately. You'll know what that means for your business. And secondly, know your customers' needs, because nobody else is going to help you with that. The startups are going to be out there testing the emerging technology. You're going to be able to read about all of that, but no one is going to help you as an enterprise leader understand what your customers really need in terms of technology. And that's where we think the real differentiation lies for an enterprise leader running a technology group.
Certainly a perfect way to conclude things here today. Mr. Fenimore, really appreciate your time spent with us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to touch base and to get more information on Theorem online, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, you can find us at theorem.co. That's theorem.co. And we're on Twitter as well at theoremco.
And that certainly works easy enough. Again, folks, it is theorem.co. Mr. Fenimore, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
We've been speaking with Mr. Alex Fenimore, the head of new business at Theorem, an innovation and engineering firm that solves complex challenges for the world's most admired companies. And for all the details, once again, visit theorem.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.